the drivers and labor groups are praising the court ruling because they say it would mean the drivers for app-based services like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash would have rights that other workers get, like sick pay and workers' compensation. Alameda County Superior Court Judge Frank Roche ruled last week that Proposition 22 is unconstitutional and can't be enforced. Proposition 22 passed in November after Uber, Lyft, and other app-based services spent $200 million to get it on the ballot and for TV and other ads supporting it. It is the most expensive ballot measure in the state's history. The ruling sets up a likely appeal, which could end up in California's Supreme Court. Hector Castellanos is a full-time driver for Uber and Lyft in the Bay Area. He said his family suffered a big financial hit after a road accident forced him to stop working for a year for medical reasons.
This was really challenging time for me and my family to help our family with the bills. My 19 years old daughter dropped off college and get a job. And since Prop 22 passes, the corporation have no fulfilled promise to us about increasing our pay and healthcare.
Castellanos says that Prop 22 makes applying for health care benefits extremely difficult. He says that the measure ties state lawmakers' hands when it comes to making sure that state worker protection laws are met. Michael Robinson is a Lyft driver. He said that Prop 22 took away driver protections during the pandemic. He says that if a driver caught the virus, they would be unable to receive sick pay. Robinson says that means infected drivers would be forced to work to make ends meet, which would endanger the public. Bob Schoonover is the president of the Service Employees International Union California and the executive director of SEIU Local 721. He says that there has been a long history in California of people using the ballot measure process to circumvent democracy. For example, he said 1994's Proposition 187 was used to deny immigrants social services, and Prop 8 went after LGBT marriage rights. Both of these propositions have since been deemed unconstitutional, and Schoonover says Prop 22 has joined that list. Schoonover says he expects Uber, Lyft, and other companies to appeal the ruling.
The gig companies have made it clear that they plan to appeal Judge Roach's decision. Let's also make something clear. Corporations alone should not dictate laws in our state. SEIU will continue to stand alongside the drivers, waging this critical fight to protect democracy from the highest spender. We are proud to stand with drivers in their fight to stop this unconstitutional law and won't stop until rideshare drivers have the same opportunities other workers have to have a seat at the table with their employers.
A coalition representing the companies said it plans to appeal the ruling. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.